the tax rate.
You want to just set this in?
She forgot her tape recorder, now it's tape.
Some bonds that are existing bonds that, and unfortunately, we don't have the option of not taking a share of that by law. Most agencies would prefer not to. So that shows some bonds expiring, so you don't get that amount of money anymore. So that's what that computation is. Ken?
Are we ready? I mean, the issue.
Any other questions?
It's really consensus from some of the folks. The council's going to get a vote on it too, so maybe we'll hear from them.
The council will get a vote on this 3% and 4%.
They'll vote on the district.
They'll vote on the district. So we're going to decide this now, because the plan that will go to them will have the base assumptions, and hopefully they don't ask you to change them.
Who's the renewal? Who makes up the renewal agency in the long run? As in, who, you know, 10 years, 15 years from now, who's the authority?
So Lapine hasn't established their agency yet, but they'll establish it June 11th at a city council meeting. The recommendation from this committee last time was that the agency be made up of a couple of city council members and then business people from...
It was seven member agency.
Yeah, seven members.
And so two city council members, so it's under a quorum, and five business-type people within the district. You know, doesn't have to be within the district, but so it'll be a seven person.
So it could be anybody that...
Could be people sitting right here.
Financial interests.
Yeah, we'll pick some people, find out who's interested, and then they'll meet once a month, just like a planning commission does. But they may take 3 months off, because money just has to
build. There'll be cycles to it.
Yeah.
Is there any other requirements, living in the city, owning a business? I mean,
I think you'd want them to either live in the city or own a business. A lot of times your business owners may not live in the city, but they definitely have a vested interest.
Right, yeah.
So
I agree with that. You can live in the city, or you own property within the district.
Right. So, or own a business.
Yeah, business or property.
Because sometimes you don't own the property, but you have business.
I was just thinking, what does it look like 10, 15, 20 years from now when people rotate around a little bit?
And the city council has the authority to establish an agency, so if for some reason that doesn't work well, they can reconstitute that if they want.
Over 25 years, it may ebb and flow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Drastically.
Yeah.
Is there any further comments about the 4%? Because we can just do a consensus now. So could we share, if there were, then I would ask...
Do you want to vote, or, I mean, consensus is different than vote.
Whatever.
We haven't done anything formal here.
Okay.
So I would just ask for a consensus.
Okay.
And
show of hands?
Yeah, a show of hands, consensus, if 4% okay. Mm-hmm. And then anybody opposed to 4%? Anybody have issues, problems? Okay, so we're going to go with the 4%. I feel totally fine with that. And again, it doesn't guarantee you're going to get 4% growth. And sometimes agencies will come to me to work with them, and they'll say, well, darn this consultant, they said we'd be getting this amount of money now, and we aren't. And you tell them, well... They are controlling the growth in your community, right? They can only make projections. So you can make projections, but it's no guarantee.
So why not 5% or 6%? And I'm not motivated to do that, but I'm just thinking, what's the next step? Well,
I'm reluctant. I would go 5 if you wanted me to go 5. The reason I didn't is I looked at the last 10 years of growth since Lapine was incorporated, and it was very modest. It was very modest. And I would have a hard time, I can justify 4% because I know there are properties that are being brought in that are going to develop. The 5%, I just have a little harder time justifying because your growth hasn't been that high in the city.
I'm just thinking more legally. You know, I mean, could we sit here and say we want to assume 10%?
I can't justify it, so no.
Well, but yeah, then who would say no if we did?
If somebody wanted to challenge the urban renewal plan, the urban renewal plan has to show that it's financially feasible based on accurate assumptions.
And who would use that? I'm just kind of, who's the bigger picture?
It would go to the State Land Use Board of Appeals,
okay,
and they would look at it and they would say, were their assumptions valid or not? And they'd look at 10% and they'd look at the last 10 years and they'd go, huh?
So is there an approval agency after, even, you know, if we all agree here, the city council says we want to do this, business owners are happy with it, is there somebody else that needs to say yes or no?
No.
Okay, that's kind of what I was
saying. County will have to vote.
Because of that piece of property.
Because of that piece of property.
I'm just trying to think through the difference.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, and that's why I was concerned about the 5 or 6. Are we going to lose anything? Well, we're not.
No, you don't lose anything.
Of it, so.
If it grows that, you're going to get it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing would be.
Is there an expectation from some of the agencies that are going to be taking the haircut that might mount some sort of?
Well, I think the higher it gets, the more just more controversy, I suppose.
Well,
if you can't justify it.
Yeah, I think it'd be like going to the bank and saying, no, really, my house is worth $500,000.
Right.
And the bank is saying, well, all the appraisals around say your house is worth $200,000.
Exactly. Yeah. We got a big disconnect here.
Yeah. And where you guys, you know.
Well, I was still at the 3 to 4% notion.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of potential challenges from any of the agencies that might be, you know.
I think 4% is easy for my firm at Echo Northwest to justify and defend. There's no problem justifying and defending that.
So one high-level way to say this, I mean, this is. The idea is to make a fiscally prudent package that's financeable.
Correct.
I mean, that's what we're doing.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That's correct. And again, if you're really successful and Central Oregon totally takes off and the growth is like it was 10, 15 years ago, yeah, you don't want it. You'll just get more money faster.
Yeah.
You'll reach your end. You'll be able to do your projects and you can close it down or start a new one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So. The other thing about the 25 years that I want to talk about a little bit, I'm a little more conservative as a consultant than some other consultants who have done these, and they've done plans where they say, okay, it's a 25-year plan, but then they sell a bond that 25th year, and it's a 20-year bond or a 10-year bond, and so it's really a 35-year plan or a 45-year plan. When we talked about wanting the impact on the taxing jurisdictions to end after 25 years. And so you may go to other cities and they may say, well, we've got $20 million in maximum indebtedness. How come you only have 8? And the reason you only have 8 is because you're taking that money for 25 years. That's all. Now, if you want to tell me, well, that's not what we really meant. We really meant...
Well, so you're saying it pays off early if you collect more, but 25 year, if you collect less, it stops at 25.
No.
Okay.
What I'm saying is...
So you're saying it basically could go to 28 years if your estimates are low.
Right.
So it's an estimate of 25. So if you're good, it could be 19, 20, 21. It could be 27, 28. Is that correct?
Right. Now, that's one thing I'm saying. But the other thing I'm saying is there are a lot of plans that are maybe 5 years older, done between 5 and 10 years ago, where the assumptions weren't that everything would be paid off in 25 years. The assumptions said you couldn't issue debt after 25 years, but you could issue a bond in year 24, and it could be a 10-year bond. So you're actually making your assumption. So instead of my money adding up here and ending at year 25, my money adds up and ends at year 35. Because you're still paying off bonds during that time frame. Even though you can't issue new debt, you're paying off that debt. So I'm
but
just
you're
letting
not bringing in urban renewal
you're
dollars.
You're still bringing
now.
In urban
oh,
renewal
you
are. Dollars.
Up so to 35
that's how
years.
You have to pay for the bonds.
Right. That's why they can say they've got a $20 million maximum indebtedness and you're only gonna have an $8 million maximum.
Good bonds would be voted on.
No. So, I just want to make sure you understand, so if you're talking to somebody else at a League of Cities and they're going, well gosh, $8 million's not much, and you can say, well for my community, $8 million's a lot. If it's 25 years, that's the amount of time we thought taxing jurisdictions should forego this money. That's what, you know, that's the decision we made. So, I want to make sure that's the decision everybody's comfortable with.
So you get, as long as you have debt, that's how long you get urban renewal dollars.
And you're still under your maximum indebtedness. Once
really,
you've spent
it's, debt. It's that $9 million number, regardless
right.
whether it's interest or whatever.
Right.
When you've spent, the way I get it is once you've spent your 9 point whatever,
right.
you're done.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
whether it's 26 years, 24 years, whatever. Yeah. That's the number that's the key.
Right.
So if you paid $5 million off, could you go back out during that period of time? As long as you could max, always, you can revolve it around.
Right. So let's say you go 10 years and you've spent $3.5 million, right? And let's say it's $8 million that you have. You still have $5.5 million you can spend. Not going to issue a 20-year bond, or if you issue a 20-year bond, it's going to be one that you'll pay off early. You'll pay off at 10 years. So when you negotiate with bondholders, you'll say, well, this is a 20-year bond, but it'll have a payoff in 10 years. So our financial assumptions show issuing bonds later, and they're 20-year bonds, but it also shows paying them off at that 25th year.
Not one of us will be most likely an elected official in 20 years, and they will have the freedom, like you do, to make decisions, whether they borrow or not. And I think, you know, how much time do you want to spend on, literally, 20 years from now?
Right.
There will be people running for office that are in grade school, and they will make those decisions.
Well,
and if the voters don't like them, they'll...
we all feel so young now.
And they'll recall them if they don't like what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And the constraint will be that maximum indebtedness number that we established based on that 4% interest assumption.
They're going to enjoy spending the money that you voted on tonight. Mm-hmm.
So on the other hand, when the fire district comes to us and says, well, you will have cost us $1 million at the end of 25 years.
So I want to show you something that...
What do we say?
Yep.
This is what you say.
Yeah.
This chart is great because, and before any of you leave with those things, we really ought to print this off and have you leave this too.
Patty or Ashley.
Because this shows the first year, the amount of money the different taxing jurisdictions would forego the first year, and that shows this year's budget, because I don't know what their next year, this year's permanent rate levy amount of money they'll get from the assessor. So at Deschutes County, the first year on those sheets with the 4% assumption would forego $4,765, which is 0.02% of their total permanent rate levy.
Oh.
Okay? 0.02%.
Within this jurisdiction?
Well, within all of them. That's so the fire district, look at the fire district, 0.32% of their budget.
So not
that $1 million correlates when you figure
so
that
not,
out.
So not even 1%. So yeah, they can come in and say, gosh, and look at that total figure, but the reality is their permanent rate levies will be going up every year too. Because assessed values will be going up.
Let me just write something here. This is what right now the district, because some of you live in it, is worth this is a guess. I mean, I've looked at it enough. $1.2 billion is the assessed value of the Pine Grove Fire District. If you grow at 4% a year over 25 years, what percent is that? 100. And you compound. You know, just assume, because ours is going to grow, we're figuring it grows at 4%, so you got to assume they grow at 4. If they grow at 2, we grow at 2. So if they grow at 4, this is now $2.4 billion of assessed value within the district. And if their budget today takes in, I don't know, some of you may know, but they may be $4 or $5 million a year, $3 million, whatever it is. Well, multiply that by, double it, because their budgets, their $3 million budget a year will become 6, or if it's 5, it'll become 10. Multiply that by 10 and 15 years. They will spend $200 or $300 million in the 25 years that we take $1 million. If you just look at it today and you see the million, that's what throws you.
Right.
That's why it's a one, less than one
less
third
than one of 1% of their total rate levy.
But remember, all the houses that get built, because Lapine now has a downtown look and feel, people move to the industrial park, and people move in the new phase in 25 years of one of the subdivisions that's never been built yet by Crescent Creek. Every one of those $300,000 and $400,000 and $500,000 houses, what do they pay? Taxes to the fire district.
Right.
And it'll far exceed this. But it's very hard to get people, because we're all, you know.
So you're saying that at the end of 25 years, the assessed value
will be far more than it would have been had we never
done
urban renewal.
Well, that's the theory. You're spending $9 million to make Lapine a better place to live, do business, shop, and to build your business. And that's what downtown Redmond has done, downtown Sisters is doing. You're investing in a small, that's why they limit you to 25%. You're taking a small part of your community, we're reinvesting, but the other 75% of your town, it's all fully taxed.
And they're probably benefiting too.
And they're benefiting because if you have a nicer downtown core, people are going to want to develop and live in your city, right? So, yeah.
It's a little bit like you say, well, if you don't do it, you could save that $1 million over. You could save that 0.32, but are we still struggling along limping?
I think, too, it's a really good reminder.
Ask and she will. Thank you.
What a dear. So we'll want to hand those out. We know our fire chief was a little upset about it.
Thank you.
But it isn't, you don't get what you take, you get what you give. And so when you give, he's going to get a lot, everybody. We need to really educate the people that think this is something. You get what you give back into the community, and you get it in a big way.
Right.
And so, you know, that's a real thing.
So to me, this is a table that we'll go over at every public meeting, because people look at those figures and get upset, and those tables of the ones I passed out earlier have to be in the report that we do. So everybody will get to look at those, and they'll look and say, oh my God, you're taking X amount of money from the fire district.
And you know, I really believe that, I know that the board is in support of the fire chief. That's the feeling I'm getting. So this would be a good explanation to show these are great numbers here. And when you start looking at those kinds of numbers, then you get a different picture. So anyway.
Right. So the next, there are two categories of taxing. There's the general government category, and that's all of these. And then there's the education category. So this shows the impact on the school district, the ESD, and the community college. So the school district and the ESD are funded differently than the other taxing jurisdictions. They're funded through a state school formula that's allocated on a per pupil basis. That state school funding formula is primarily property taxes, but it also has income taxes, and it also has lottery funds to help fill that state school fund. The schools are probably edging into being the biggest people saying, I don't know about urban renewal, because they all need more money, and the state has not given them a stable funding source, right? So we're anticipating at the legislature, next year there may be some movement by the school districts to say, we want opted out of this urban renewal. We don't want that impacting us. We've heard rumors that may be coming up, may be happening. But right now, the way it works is, there's a state school fund, there's a per pupil allocation, there's a total amount of money the state needs to raise to put into that state school fund. They do it through property tax revenues, and when that's not enough, they add in other funding sources. So what we say is, it's an indirect impact on the schools. And some people say, well, if they had this extra money, we'd have more money for the kids. I don't know if that's true or not, because the legislature votes on a per pupil funding ratio. So we don't know what they would do. We don't know how that works. So that's all we can say about it, is it's indirect. This is the projected impact on them. The community college is a direct impact on them. And again, theirs is 0.02. And that's because they're the whole county, and you guys are this little part of it, right? And a little part of the total assessed value. So
another thing I look at, the other thing is Sisters. Redmond, I think, has two of them, maybe. They did have two.
They just have one now. They just
have
two.
Okay, have two. Ben has their new one. They have one. They went out at Juniper Ridge. They formed one.
I think it's still there. I think Ben has Murphy Crossing and Juniper Ridge.
Okay. Well, all those little percentages, the county, the college, they're all paying into those ones. So I guess if you say no to this, what we're really saying is we're helping fund all of their little downtown developments. Because the county's chipping in, 911's chipping in, COCC's chipping in. So when you sit here and say, God, we're hurting them, all I'd say is, well, your help, they're all getting hurt in the other towns, so maybe we just want our equal share. You know,
I would think a graphic telling that story on a one-page
If you need to, normally there isn't that much controversy over this.
Well, I'm just saying that, that's a compelling story to be able to say, too, but particularly by a picture, if you could show.
Yeah. I think on the other hand, the taxing jurisdictions will say, okay, so that impact, you're saying you're only 3%, you know, 0.03, but when you add in Sisters and you add in Bend and you add in Madras and Deschutes County, or they're in...
But they brought in Culver has one. Prineville has one.
But still, then they're up to maybe 2%, right? Because if you take 0.03 times 5 districts, you're at 1.5, right? Now, there may be more assessed value in those other districts. But still, it's a relatively small impact. Every urban renewal agency is supposed to annually do a report that shows what their impact on taxing jurisdictions is. And I help a number of agencies around the state do those annual reports. So if anybody ever wanted to, you could contact another city and say, I'd love to see your annual report that shows me the impact on the taxing jurisdictions. You can also get those directly from the assessor's office. There's a table, it's either 4A or 4E, that the assessor has for every urban renewal area that shows what that impact of urban renewal is directly on the taxing jurisdictions. So it's pretty interesting. For somebody who likes numbers, and not all of us do, it's pretty interesting.
I would think if there were such, you know, like something like that as a map, as part of, you know, I mean, I would expect that the fire department, if not other, you know, taxable entities who are going to be, you know, losing, or, you know, contributing here, will have an interest in this, and that one pager, and maybe outline, you know, what is the percent from those other communities also.
I could talk with Rick and we could see if we wanted to put that together.
Is the chief on this committee?
He was asked to be on it.
Yeah, there's a spot here for him. I mean, he gets invited, he's emailed, he has a nameplate. You know, you get to attend if you choose to. And their board...
Which is too bad. I wish that he would be here.
They are a member. They just have not chosen to attend. I think it's important to know that. They are a member. There's a seat for them.
Okay. So let's get to more kind of number stuff. So this is what's called a start of a finance plan. And so what it shows is in the first cell, so look at the one that says debt service fund. There's one that says debt service reserve fund and one that says debt service fund. You want the one that says debt service fund. Which one did you want? Yeah. You guys have some? There, right there. So these aren't final. These are drafts. And this is the draft on the 4% scenario. So it follows this 4% scenario that says how much money you would get each year, right? So the first year you would get money is 2015. 2016. And the amount of money, if everything raised at 4%, right, you would get $52,296. So the thing that we're going to talk about today is one of the things I have to do in an urban renewal plan is say what projects you're going to do and how you're going to spend that money. So we had our project list, and we can go back to that project list. The first kind of watershed question is some urban renewal agencies pay salary out of their urban renewal funds. For small agencies, I really recommend that you don't, because if you pay salary out of $52,000 to anybody, you aren't going to have any money left to do any projects, and it will take away from your maximum indebtedness. So you could spend all your money on salary and never get any projects done. So on the other hand, when you're a small city like this, you may feel like you need some extra money for salary. So it's t- totally not my decision. It's a recommendation from you all. Yeah. So, for example, I just did last year a plan for McMinnville, and they put in $25,000 a year for salary, and had that increase at 3% a year, so every year. And then at the very same time, I was doing one for Gold Beach, and they said, no, we're not going to take any administration out. Because they're a maximum debt as lawyer, they're a smaller city, they're more like what you are in terms of the amount of money that they were going to raise. So that's the first question, because that's the first line that I fill in on the finance plan, is if administration is going to be allocated against your maximum indebtedness. So, thoughts about that?
I say no.
I say no.
Well, what kind of things would they have to do? I mean, we always built in 15% administrative costs, because it takes away from the
right. City. There will be an your fund will have to be audited, so there'll be an audit.
Right.
You'll have to do that annual report I talked about.
No, there should be, every urban renewal district always has a certain amount, because it costs the city to do that, and it needs to be a small number. But it does need to be. I don't know of any. Not many probably have nothing.
Some do.
But it, you know,
they
we have
just
to hire
say the
Jeremy
city's
Green
gonna
to
do
you
it.
Know.
I thought we were just talking about salaries.
Well,
administration.
But it could be Jeremy paying him by the hour, doing an audit.
Salaries,
you know.
Consultants.
Yeah, you know, it's well.
Now we know.
So yeah, it's. I think there should be something. It doesn't mean you have to take that. Again, this is spread over a lot of years. I mean, you could allocate up to. That doesn't mean that they'll take it. I mean, that's. I don't like guessing. If it was next year, I'm comfortable guessing. There are new people going to run this town in 20 years, and I don't know. But if we've made it to where you can't charge.
It's listed as a potential project in the plan administration. So you could put it in at any point. My need from you is to know whether you want me to put something in now, because I'm going to have to take this $9 million and spread it out over 25 years and show where the money might go. Doesn't mean it has to go there, but I have to show it's financially feasible by showing what projects and what administration it's going to be. So that's the very... I mean, we can wait and talk about that later, but that's something we need to
but
get a recommendation
later
on today. Later today.
So,
yeah.
Well,
I just
my question is if you don't have anything put in there,
can you spend it?
If you have to pay somebody, are you in violation?
No. When you get some money in 2016, your urban renewal agency will establish a budget for that year.
Okay.
And that budget, they'll probably look at what we talked about now, but that'll be 2 years down the road, and there'll be different sets of priorities within that big group of
priorities. The
reason
she needs
right?
a number is we're going to decide to spend X, I mean, this is, we're going to spend some money maybe at the rodeo grounds, we're going to spend some money, we got to know, do we need
how
to take off? Well, again, this is over 25 years, and it's, so don't get, you know, maybe if it's 5%, it's $450,000 over 25 years
right.
is spent. And you know, you may spend $5,000 next year, $2,000 next year, but in 23 years, when the town is 5,000 and 6,000 people, you know, it's
yeah.
I could see those $2,000 and $5,000 numbers coming out.
You know,
just
mm-hmm. I would think you need some number in there, because then we
yeah, you will have to pay for an audit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and an audit's gonna be $1,000 a year at today's cost for you know.
So you said it reduces the maximum indebtedness,
goes
whether it's administration or payroll.
Goes against that $9 million.
And then, so if it's consultant work, would that be payroll or administration, or it doesn't really
matter. It would go against it. The other thing to think about is my contract can be reimbursed through urban renewal in the future if you want. So planning monies, and you're going to have to hire somebody to do a legal description, and you're going to have to pay mm-hmm. for mailings. So if you want urban renewal to pay for those planning costs, I have it identified as a potential project in the plan, so you have authority to do that. You just have to decide. Now, again, in McMinnville, they said, yes, we want it, but not until we start getting more money, so they put it 10 years out. and say, well, let's repay the city when we get more money 10 years out here. So,
right.
And somebody at that point may say, nah, we don't want to do that. That's silly. In Gold Beach, again, they said, no, we had this amount of money this year from our city budget. We knew that was how we wanted to spend it. We aren't going to make Urban Renewal pay it back. So different cities have different philosophies about what they want there. And again, we can make a decision today, and you could change your mind when the money starts coming in, because I do have it as a, you are authorized to do it. But in terms of what I have to do to get you a final Urban Renewal plan, is I have to either put it in now as a number or not. That doesn't mean you can't change it in the future, but I need your direction to say, yeah, cover that, no, don't cover it.
So if we set 5% today, and then when we do a budget, we get some money and we do a budget, and we decide, well, you know, the 5% is not quite enough, we're just going to re-budget.
Yes.
And make up that part. You're just looking for a number now.
I am.
And the recommendations are that we do something.
Right. The only thing you may think about, and different communities have different issues here, is would it be politically difficult for you if you put 5% and in the future you decided it needed to be more, is somebody going to come in and say, look, you said 5%, that's what we agreed on, that's all we want to do, we don't want to do more.
We probably will be.
I'm going to say
no. 5% sounds reasonable, and I can put that in for the administration. And you are going to need help.
I think that's fair, that it's again, and because you're spending the money that comes in the district. Again, we're not, you know, those who are benefiting directly downtown are helping, that part of those dollars are coming in, and we're not out taxing the person in Cagle for that. You know, I mean, I just think that a certain amount of overhead is a, if you get to 10 or 15%, I think it starts to look like you're padding your...
Another question. So we're not getting any money until 16, 52,000, and 5% would be 2,600. What about this year and next year, there's going to be some admin...
Well, the city would pay. Paying for what we're paying now.
Okay.
We pay for her. It just came out of our general fund. We budgeted it.
So the city would sort of handle that, and then...
Yeah, this is the way you're talking is, and she explained earlier, you could say we want to recover that her contract. I didn't hear that. I'm fine. I guess it's up to you. We've already paid for it. It was budgeted. Mm-hmm. It's more of, are we going to say we're going to spend 5% on administration? If it's 6, if it's 3, people will decide that year by year into the future.
Okay.
But you at least have allocated 5%.
It's more realistic that we're looking at. We know that it's going to be costly.
There are costs.
You know.
Yeah.
Getting money back to the city of Lapine is probably, I mean, it's somewhere where I would go. I know that that $1.98 permanent tax rate of the city of Lapine, within the $241,000, you know, this budgeted year, it's just not a big number for the services of the city.
Not.
So yeah, having an opportunity to, you know, maybe a reimbursement agreement, or at least covering the overhead in the future, I think that'd be very good.
Well, you saw we're 2.9, almost 3%, if you look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're big, so we're foreigner because we only are in the city.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, these other districts are all countywide or huge, down clear to Sun River, so they're spreading it out over
a
huge base.
What did Gold Beach do?
You know, I'd have to go back and look at that plan. I don't read, and I don't have it with me.
I could give a guess, I know Matters charges.
So I say 5% and reimbursement.
So let's put the reimbursement in, but out later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About 10 years.
Yeah.
More money. 5 years
five
or so.
Years.
Yeah. Okay.
Five.
Rick, do you know what Matters charges?
No. But they do have they put in $30,000, $40,000 a year into the planning department. Because ultimately, the community development departments tend to run these. And they staff the meetings. Because remember, we're going to have people down doing minutes. All of that, it's a full deal. And so,
I like that, Tony.
Okay, so we'll do, Rick will give me a number on my contract and the legal description, and we'll add that in, and maybe do it over a couple of years.
Down
a little further.
Plus 5% just annual administration.
So then we'll take those things off. And then
does everybody kind of agree with that? I didn't hear a lot of people not understand.
We would have told you if we didn't.
Yeah. Well. Steve, that sounds good to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, somebody's going to have to get paid for doing the work.
Right. So then the other thing that I do is I go to each year. So in 2015-16, I'll first put the admin in, take that off, and then I'll say, what are they going to spend that money on? Are they going to just hold it till the next year when they have more money? Are they going to do some signage? Are they going to maybe do some storefront loans? That's something that often spruces up an area. If you can find a few businesses and loan them some money up front to get something going. So you need to give me an idea of what your, I'll go back to the project list, of what things you want me to put in first for spending the money. And again, you guys will have a budget to do and you can change those. So this is our thinking now, but it's our best thinking now, right? It is where we think these priorities ought to be. So let's go back to the project list. So things we talked about were the arches, maybe an arch up on Huntington. We talked about storefront improvements. We talked about signage, streetscape, lighting, trees. Looking at if parking's an issue or not. We talked about the rodeo site. So out of that list, how are your priorities?
We're talking just about 2015-16 right now?
Yeah. So let's say you're going to have a little under 50,000.
I'd say
projected.
Oh yeah, that, and that's if you get 4% growth, right?
Right.
Well, I think signage, if the plan is to be on the new property for 2016, July 2016, then signage is going to be important. So
way,
I think there needs
finding,
to be.
You mean?
Wait, or. Yeah, or signage for the event center or whatever we end up calling it itself, so that people.
When will that be developed?
Oh, past that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The plan is to be
on there, have the events there,
but it's not going to be anything.
It's
there's
be
not going to be
years.
Development or anything.
Because the reality is, there's no money to go do most of the things
right.
have to be done. So.
It'll be there in a rudimentary fashion. On.
I think one of the things you have to be careful of. You said. We this remember it's a 25-year plan and the money really rolls after a decade. We've included like that land and we've included these things. If we're going to divert all the money out there for the next decade, you won't do anything downtown and it'll look the same. I think you got to be careful. The other thing you said earlier is kind of pick a point. Is it First and Huntington?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you build out a block each direction. You need a sense of a place and you need you can't go clear down to. You know, wait, and then have a mile somewhere else because then it's all lost. The public never notices you've changed. Isn't that? And
right.
So
you might think about improving storefronts right in a concentrated area. You might think about doing signage for businesses in a concentrated area or your archway that identifies the city.
I think, you know, signs will be important, but. You know, if we're going to do a lot of storefront stuff, and we do signs in advance, they may not really fit into reflecting what the storefront changes are. I think this, you know, we talk about trees and lighting and some of that. I think that would be very visible, and it spruces up the core, sort of starting at the areas that will still be there when you do the building changes and then you put the new signage up. We don't even have a sign standard that would sort of make that area unique in a sense. So I'm leaning toward the trees and
landscaping.
And grass and
sidewalks.
You know, well, yeah.
That's going to be a lot more than.
I was going to say, what can you do?
Yeah.
You can plant some trees for $50,000.
But
oh yeah,
I think that we need a streetscape, and so we were to work with ODOT, and that's why my first thing was, you know, I'm a long term thinker, and I'm sorry. So
don't apologize.
No, I am, and so me. I would take the $52,000 and say maybe you take $10,000 and you offer some paint. We'll give $1,000 for 10 businesses paint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard because everyone wants everything tomorrow, and that's
right.
why you never get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know what, I would let a whole lot of it roll forward. This is a big expensive world out there, and 50 grand ain't gonna buy you nothing. And if we're gonna spend it every year, you'll never get any. An arch is gonna be
50 grand.
100 grand. You'll never have an arch.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't, and that doesn't mean that we don't get some grants to go with it.
Unless you get somebody to donate.
And, you know, other things. Yeah. Maybe the city puts in some extra money. You know, who knows?
Oh, the one thing about putting in streetscape piecemeal is maybe you put trees in and then you figure out the sidewalks really were supposed to go here and the trees.
Well, we want to apply actually for the sidewalks. I'm hoping, again, in probably 3 or 4 years, but we could get a grant through the state ODOT, like they've got some of the other communities that go with some of that. Then we put some of ours in, and that's why it's very hard to sit here today to because I agree with you, streetscapes to me is
so you're saying you want to move a bunch of the money forward,
so you know,
so you'll accumulate money that you can do something with. So take a piece of it, maybe in a paint fashion, and make some loans to businesses or donate.
We did it by, it matters, every consultant does it different. I don't know what the law is. I mean, we did it more by, we did not sit and put dollar figures to projects quite as much. Maybe, I think we did more categories. We said, we're going to have 9 million. We don't know when the opportunities will come. And we prioritized a movie theater. We prioritized a motel with meeting space because it'll pay TRT money. We prioritized, we said 10% to blighted buildings. We want X amount to infrastructure. And then we used examples are 1, 2, A, B, C, not even that, probably just dots, because they're not mean number 1 or 5. Right. We listed it could be streetscape, sidewalks, trees. We didn't say in 2013, we are going to get a theater, and we got to wait 5 years.
Okay.
But that we did, because we just felt you're just spinning your wheels. Mm-hmm. How will you know? How do you leverage it?
Well, it worked.
We just did it more as categories with percentages of our 9 million. If you got, if it's your world, what would Ann, if she had 9 million? I'd go, I'd say maybe we do put a million to rodeo grounds. But that may be 5 years, 10 years, or 100 grand 1 year, 100 grand another year. I'd put a million or two to our streetscapes. Mm-hmm. I'd put a million to storefronts. See,
and
then
exactly
a million to public facilities, which is parks, district improvements, there, the fire department. Maybe you give a $250,000 to the fire department when they do their $2 million new headquarters. But we don't know when they're doing it. We have no control over that. Mm-hmm. So it's more of public facilities, and I list 3 or 4 examples. That's, otherwise, I don't know how you get there.
Yeah, Kathy had it. So the storefront loans, so I can see the advantage of moving money forward, absolutely. And then on top of that, the loans where maybe it could generate getting at least a portion of that money back to also move forward, I really
now
like that
idea.
That
actually goes above the maximum debt and stuff that you've never talked about.
Right. If you loan money to a business and they send it back, right, they repay it, that doesn't count against your maximum, that money that comes back, you can re-spend, and it doesn't count against your maximum indebtedness. So really smart to set up a revolving loan fund because then you have money coming in.
I like
later.
That idea.
But I would. I want to say one thing. We'll get back to Kathy because she's been waiting a long time.
Okay.
Well, I did want to do exactly what Rick just talked about. There is look at total categories and say, okay, we're not going to have 9 million. We're going to have somewhere around 8 million maximum indebtedness because some of that's going to be
expenses.
Yeah. So. To look at categories and say about how much. So you had more.
And then I've heard of revitalization projects or facade improvements where maybe it's not 100% of the loan, but to encourage these businesses to
matching
apply.
Matching is usually what?
Matching.
Yeah.
And maybe even if you meet a certain benchmark, the whole thing would be forgivable at some point.
I was out in Astoria last weekend. They had the State Association of Oregon Redevelopment Agencies meeting, and Astoria has done some really great projects,
and they
have matched their money on almost everything, and they've done a great job leveraging their money, mm-hmm. and they and big pots of money. They put $325,000 towards the Liberty Theater renovation.
Beautiful.
Well, that whole renovation was over $2 million. But they jump-started that by their $325,000, and then the Fort George Brewery, it's a new, they put in some money there, but the state put in some money, and the state's money was forgivable if they had so many jobs over a time period that paid X amount of wage. So yeah, with urban renewal, you always look for ways to leverage that money with other things, private capital, state funding, other
sources. And
really,
this is a small amount of money, so
yeah,
we need to be real smart about that.
So I think, Tony, you had your hand up for a while.
I forget.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Dirk.
Well, I remember. I was going to make a joke. I'm cohort one. The Ford Leadership Cohort 1, I think we should just buy streetlights.
$9 million worth of streetlights. All right, Vicki.
Well, one of the things, too, that I had envisioned was if we were going to use, you know, not using all of the money, but if we're starting in a core area, like with the streetscape that's happening at City Hall, you know, if we were taking $10,000 and going across the street and going to a couple of businesses and offering and starting to move up the area a little bit and with some design and help, we would then start to expand that whole process so it would be concentrated so people would look at it and say, wow. Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you talk about design, the city of Sandy, I think, has done the best job on that. They hired an architect to come in, and they, as a city, picked out key properties and said, you design new storefronts for these properties. And then they took that design and went to the property owner and said, we would like to do this to your property. And they got an easement from the property owner. The city paid for the full cost of it. They paid for the designer. But Sandy has changed dramatically over the last few years just from those storefront improvements. So sometimes you can do the matching grant thing, but also bringing somebody in who has Ralph Turan. Didn't you say you knew him?
No.
Was he the architect?
Well, he's the architect,
I don't, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, do you know Neil Houston?
Yep.
Okay, well, he's been given national awards for his colors, and if you walk into Mountain View High School and their auditorium that was built 18 years ago or something, the color scheme still feels very current.
Well, we did the same thing in Madras. We hired Hanneberry and Eddie, and actually the guy that said Barbara Barrett turned Ben, now BB&T, mm-hmm. but we did the same thing. We took three businesses because we're small, and I said, you know, again, it's not everything's fair. We went to that corner that we decided to do. We went out a block and said we went out and hired architects, because the biggest trouble is with a small business, they don't want to upfront the cost. They don't understand the visions that you're trying to do. We went and paid for the architect, but that owner was at the meetings, and they'd say, well, I'd like to do this, like, you know, whatever. And then they talked about colors, and we ended up with blueprints that you can go get a building permit with, paid for by Urban Renewal. Then we gave the first three, we gave 100% grant. Well, then the next five was 50-50. Now one of them said, well, wait a second, he got 100%. Well, this isn't everything's equal. And you know what? In year five, it might be 10% grant, 90% loan. You know? This is work, because you're trying to build this community.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And so we did about what she's saying in Sandy. We may want to go out, pick out a couple, three of these, and maybe that first year you go out and you spend $5,000 on some architects to start designing your buildings on that great corner.
Could you put architecture?
You are. You're on that corner. He right there is on that corner we're talking about. So you go and say, okay, Steve, you're interested in this. We'll get an architect. How do we refacade Ace Hardware? And change it, and they will work with you and come in. Then when we have money, you say, okay, Steve, we're willing to give you 50% grant, and we'll finance the other half at 0%. Matters did 0% interest, and spread it out. That kind of stuff. No payments for 2 years, 3 years, and then you can do everything.
You have to be creative. I worked with Winston on setting up a loan program, and they wanted to charge interest on their loans, and we set up the program, and they call me a year later and they said, Elaine, nobody's using our loans. And I said, well, that should tell you something. So don't make it a loan. Make it, you know, make it a 0%. Make it a payback later. You know, be creative. Go to somebody and say, you're
property needs to be improved. Let's figure out how we can make it happen. Let's figure out what terms are going to work, because you can say, yeah, I want to loan it, but if nobody takes your money, it doesn't work.
So what happened?
Well, you know, we've got the cleanup La Pine thing that's been, you know, we've been building on that for years. And what if in a couple of years when this money starts becoming available that, you know, the store owners are given an incentive to clean up, to paint, to do things. You know, let's fix up La Pine instead of just clean up La Pine. Let's make it a big event.
The city of Florence was going to do a big project, so they had allocated most of their money to a big project. The year before that, they had, I'm trying to remember how much money, I think it was around $200,000. And they had a big Chamber of Commerce meeting, and they brought in all, made sure everybody came and said, we are going to allocate this amount of money for a 1 year cleanup. And they had over 50 businesses participate in a little city, right? And from just signage to new awnings to painting, but when you get that many businesses to do it in 1 year, you really see the difference. So that makes a case for just saving some of this money and saying, well, let's wait till we can actually make an impact. Somebody will see something. On the other hand, in Tillamook, they work with the Elks Club, doesn't pay taxes in the urban renewal area. Ugly building. It actually had nice architectural features under it, where in the 70s everybody went in and covered up everything and took away. So they worked with the Elks Club on I don't remember if it was a grant or a loan, but they took off all that old facade and redid the building. Everybody in town noticed it because it's a big building, it was ugly, it looked really nice, and that kind of jump-started getting people interested. So every community's a little different on what's going to work for them, and I think as you get the money and there are new, different people, maybe you can then say, okay, what's the opportunity? So let's do it this way. Let's look at these major categories and just talk about, well, what percentages of our, let's say it's somewhere around $8 million.
Quick question. Are there residential properties in here?
Not many. There's a mixed-use area that's undeveloped that the hope is it will develop with residential.
Across from the high school, Couch Street, that Gordy bought and some other people. They're behind the post office.
So there's a few residential properties in the proposed district.
Yes.
But so those houses behind on them.
No.
I mean, because some of them,
Those are great to convert to commercial, and then you do you fix them up with little porches and, you know, some landscaping. Mm-hmm. And you've got quite a few down at this end of Huntington and Morrison, don't you? Don't you have some of those ones? Huntington.
Pretty rough looking.
Yeah, Huntington, yeah.
So is part of that incentive also?
Right.
The storefront, so you know, it would be,
I mean, bringing in new business, like your story on the hotel.
Business assistance.
Well, you could do that as a separate category over a storefront. So if you have a specific target, but I've never had anyone here want to target something.
Are we talking about like a theater and a motel?
You could target if there was some, if you think there's a, we felt, in Madras, again, that's up to every community, and I think Redmond's done a little of that. They focused in on something, but you focused in, and we felt that we needed a movie theater to help lure people as a destination to live there, because it's a quality of life issue. Mm-hmm. It's for kids and seniors. Mm-hmm. They felt strong enough, they wanted that, and they put a goal of $500,000 to a movie theater, and there's one today, and they gave them $475,000, and that's why they're there. They would not be there today.
Yeah, and we don't necessarily have to do that yet, because we've got 2 years to do that plan, right? So what you can do is say, under this category, redevelopment assistance, we want to be able to have community discussion about what kind of business we want to bring in, what kind of thing we want to do. So I think...
Because you haven't really worked on it, but that's a discussion to have.
You're a new community, right? And you haven't developed all of that yet, but if once you know that in the future you might have some money to allocate, then you can start having that discussion. So I don't think we want to be that specific yet, but if I think we look at these categories and say, well, let's spend, you know, 20%. 2 million, 1 million, whatever on, yes.
So, and you can do it by percentages, but you spoke earlier about carrying forward and reserving some of it. So are you going to like carry forward, you know, 50%, for example, and then
oh, no, Mark, we did it this way. That you wouldn't have to do it this way. You wouldn't have to carry it forward because we're just saying this
overall,
is
during overall the time.
During the whole
time. Yes.
To help with the budgeting.
Right. The other way, if we were saying we're going to go spend 20 grand next year, then I'd say we'd have to say how much we want to carry forward. But if you do it this way.
And if we do it this way, I can do the table I have to do to meet the statute in a little different way. But so, and I think if we do it by percentages, if we do it by dollars, I still have to go in and put the admin in and all that, so I don't know for sure how much real dollars would be left. So I think we should talk about, okay, out of the real dollars, what percentage of that do we think
out of the real dollars, right,
of these things?
Well, you can give a dollar figure and she can convert it.
Okay. But well, you've got five items up there. We got $8 million. Every one of them's important.
About equal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about equal.
And then divided by five, 20%.
We could start by saying 20% for each one of those, and then we would be at a point, and this could be worked on later.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The specifics come later.
These are not set in stone.
So if you spent 20 here, you could save 10 here, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think under those categories, I would like to see then a couple examples.
Mm-hmm.
Just examples if there's a way to do that in some sheet. So things we're thinking about. Like, in other words, because this won't mean anything if you just say storefronts. I'd like it to say, you know, loans, grants to, and a couple things right here. I think, say, public facilities, parks, emergency services. There's some political reasons you want that all.
The rodeo grounds.
Rodeo grounds goes under here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Another aspect, too, is there has been a conversation about several things. One is Safeway coming. That's been going on for
30 years at least.
The other there's been a large discussion about a movie theater. I think that's as key a piece. And
so is that what you're talking about, Rick?
Well, just put, say you can have a little thing that says these are examples of what they could be.
And a swimming pool.
Swimming pool will be another one.
Yeah. Expanded health center.
That's politically
ice skating rinks.
That's politically important.
Yeah, actually, health center or health services for business development.
And the movie theater. Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
No order. We're not going to 1, 2, 3 of them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Swimming pool, house services, movie theater.
Oh, I like the idea of the hotel with the conference room.
Yeah, hotel with the conference room.
We need
that one. Are you really ready for that?
Wouldn't it have been nice had Best Western built that into their plan over there?
But there's nothing wrong with overnight accommodations.
You guys were all talking about stuff, and did I miss one? Swimming pool.
That's probably
services.
That's probably enough.
Okay.
For now, on the storefront part, is this do we want specifics like
loans and grants?
Yeah, well, and a specific building, for instance. I'd love for us to start, you know, in our building, because underneath all that vinyl siding is a historic building.
Don't you want
building,
to put a building per se?
You just want the authority established. And what I can say, we talked about concentrating effort, so I can put something in that. It would be good to start with concentrating effort in an area so that you see results.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
No, more than just one here and one of my other.
Starting at City Hall and moving north. I mean, that's. Do we need a percentage of?
No, and I understand your idea about starting at City Hall and moving north. I like. The Huntington.
We're clear at the other end of town.
The Huntington intersection.
Well, that's our one really historic building is right there.
Yeah, and that's that kind of brings you to that those businesses that are down that way that you never see unless
like that.
You know to turn there. So if I were you guys, that's where I would start. You know, if there's opportunity, you don't know for sure. But
one of the things I'm seeing is maybe this is the point where you can say let's put the theme to the town. You know, so the rodeo event land frontier days can be the old undiscovered west. You know, I think Lapine has an opportunity to be the a really cool place to come to in the summertime. I don't know, you know.
Maybe what you're saying is a design standard. We can come up with some word if we can come up with something that's not a theme. The word
exactly.
Theme. Exactly. Does use the word theme? Well, but I know what you're saying.
But the whole big picture.
See, Sandy doesn't,
like
Sandy doesn't have a theme.
Place.
But
yeah.
it's
kind of mountain.
Well, and I'm not, yeah, it's different than Sisters. We don't want to be the
If you say theme, like people
Sisters.
Jump to the
theme.
Sisters.
It's
yeah.
More pioneer.
It's the look and feel. It's
yeah, the
it's,
look, no.
It's
okay.
What is the fun? Because then things will fall into place.
Front type
Country
stuff.
Mountain Man.
Yeah, Pine Road's a Mountain Man. That's
Campus
Towns.
We're not going to. That'll be something you'll do in the future as you're planning.
But that will give this thing direction, is my
point. Right.
You know, you want every business to repaint.
It's called
branding,
right?
We don't want to start, that's why we don't want to start doing storefronts until you had that meeting you've talked about, like you kind of had in Sandy. You like the Sandy look with that meeting we had at the Senior Center with your group. Well, you need to flush that out further and decide you kind of want a Sandy look, and then you got to get people to buy in.
Do you get the, do you add CCN, do you put anything in that, you know, developing storefronts with design and CC&Rs.
You control it. So when you when you set up your, I helped Astoria write their program, and we wrote a set of design standards for the program.
But see, that's how you use this money to get them to go along. Yeah, because if you try to do a design standard, kind of sometimes without it, so you what you can do, or a lot of cities say, okay. To get our low interest or no interest loan and grant, you must build to, and that's why we help we hire the architect, the owner and the urban renewal will sign off and say, we like this, and if you build to this, if they want to build a pink building, you can say, no, we're not funding.
I think every city I work with has color approval, you know, they have design approval. Really,
but it's voluntary, I want it important, it's voluntary to participate.
Right. Right.
You don't want, if you want a paint building, I guess.
Right. Do it on your own.
Do it on your own.
Right.
Just like Deschutes Junction.
Yeah.
Well, so then I'm thinking, okay, you know, the next grocery store, we're talking about the Safeway, you know, we already have the Body Mart, the new medical facility, you know, all this stuff, a theater, but every one of those could start to fit under the big look and feel concept. You know, Sisters comes to mind again, but you know, the Rays and the Bi-Mart there, I mean, they are Western.
Some of these ideas have to come sooner rather than later, so if we are approached, we can say,
I'm just trying to get some direction to, okay, you know, we're breaking out into five different areas.
Yeah. This one doesn't warrant as much money. This one was just the parking, so I take that down to like 5% and then spread the rest over these other ones, if everybody agrees. I mean, what we had talked about on the parking wasn't developing a new parking lot. What we had talked about is assessing those parking needs to look at what needs to be done in the future.
But I also think that, you know, in that public facilities, you could spend some money. I mean, it'll be a while before the fire department ever gets around to doing whatever they're going to do. But you could spend some money there with some white fences and a little cleanup of that, because that is a major stretch of the corner. That's part of the corner that we're talking about starting from. You know, and you could, it'd be reasonable to do some cleanup stuff around that, because it needs it.
Well, what you're trying to get done here is just allocate the money in different directions without deciding what project we're going to
So this is what I need, and if, you know, I arbitrarily did this, and you guys need to say, that makes sense or not, and then we'll up each one of the other 95%.
Okay. You basically got $2 million, $1.9 million to each of those others. You're at $400,000 to the fifth one.
And
so
just swap
we're not locked in to anything at that.
Okay.
That
no, you're not.
The kind of concepts.
And so the finance plan that I have to do, we'll have to say kind of how you spend your money over the years, and I'm just going to develop one for you based on these categories.
Good.
And you all will know that when you get money, you can change that, right? Yeah. I just have to do that as part of saying your plan is financially feasible. So I'll do it the way
Does everybody think that we've got this put to a point that we can release this pet part of the tour and then she's going to bring back a product?
Yes.
Yeah, unless there's some other questions that I don't
know. Yeah, I think so.
Does everyone agree with this kind of? Do they like the general?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what I see here with those categories you guys came up with is it's you know, you talk about trying to sell it to the public. I think you start telling them these are the categories and these are the types of things we can do, and I think you're going to get an excited public.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there may be some negatives, but they'll be a minority because there's enough things in here to make a lot of people happy.
Very exciting.
Well, then they could be part of that conversation of the details part.
Well, you make everybody understand that their taxes aren't going up. They're not, nothing's coming out of their
pocket. That's probably their biggest
concern.
That's
the biggest battle I had when I was talking to people about it. Mm-hmm. They go, oh, I'm not paying for nothing.
Well, right.
You're not.
I say, no, you're not.
You're not.
That's
so let's have reality, you're not.
Yeah.
Next steps. Because we have a pretty fast timeline to run from here. So I'll go back and take out the McDonald's property. We'll rerun the financials. I'll do these categories. And then you guys can look at this draft plan. It is the parts that can change are the parts that we've gone over. Everything else is pretty much statutory stuff and can't be changed. If there's some other than the amendments, remember the one meeting we talked about amendments. So you can look at that, and if and I think maybe the mayor might be the one where he would say, well, maybe if this is an agency that has people on it who aren't just city council, maybe there ought to be a layer in here for the city council if it's a project over $500,000. So we might think about whether that needs to be changed since the agency is not the city council. And that's typically what we do, so maybe. And that's just because if you do a project that's a lot of money, all the city council members are asked about it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they aren't on the board and they haven't approved it, then they feel like they're kind of under fire for something they don't have control over.
Yeah, you want to get it out in public.
So I think I'll add that level unless anybody has a problem.
I think that would serve the community well, you know, and the council.
So anything over 500,000, is that number too high?
No.
What is the question?
The agency can approve any kind of amendment or project that's under 500,000, but if the cost is over 500,000 and it's an amendment to the plan, something different from what we talked about,
then the city
council. Council would also have to approve.
Rick, did they do that in Madras?
I don't remember that detail. Okay. They've never made those kind of amendments, but does that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
If it goes up over a certain amount.
The cities that I work with who have a board like what you're talking about all have that. And it's for that specific reason is you don't want to hang a politician out there who has no control over something and they're spending a lot of money, and especially in a smaller community. So you let them have some say in that. So the June 11th, this goes to the City Council to establish an urban renewal agency and to say we have a draft plan and report and we're going to send it out for public review and comment. June 18th, it goes to the Planning Commission, and that's when we've talked about an open house. So those of you who are going to be helping plan the open house need to put that on your agenda and make sure we get it planned and advertised and
Ashley will work with us on the open house. She's an open houser.
Okay.
And then it goes to the city council in July.
When's that? In July?
What's
June
that?
18th.
Oh. Goes to June 18th.
June 18th is
When do we need to go to the county commission to get that approval so we can start talking with Tony and his...
Yeah, Tony, the county commission should be at any time after June 18th, but before the city council meeting. So
before July, so they got a month in there.
Yeah. So
we'll talk about it at our meeting in June 5th here. We're having a city
council. Yeah, those guys will be here.
So let's
make sure it's on the agenda, even if it's just a FYI. We need to plan.
So that way, Tammy and Alan, everyone gets to talk about it.
Yes,
I won't be here on the 18th, but I did bring it up at the planning commission.
You're on the planning commission.
Yeah. Okay. But all of them are aware of it, and everyone will be there except for me.
Okay. So. Would you rather it be a different date because we could?
Well, we got to keep it moving. And
okay.
We have to change everything.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, good work, everybody.
So it's very tight. Now I sent the fact sheet to you. I don't know if you got it up on your. I redid the fact sheet.
Did we get that up on the web?
I'm sorry.
I redid the fact sheet that we handed out at the very first thing that I did.
Oh, it's that, it's one with the little blue, you just sent me one page or something, two pages.
Yeah, it's a two-page thing.
Oh, I have that. I'm not giving it to her.
Okay, Ashley, put that, get it from Rick and get it up on your website, because you just talked about what is urban renewal, and then we need to get these dates up on the website, too.
Well,
I'm sent to Patty, not me.
Okay.
I don't do website.
Okay.
Unless I have to.
Okay. Any other questions?
18th, is that at 6 o'clock at night? Is that already a known about time?
What's that?
18th.
That's our planning commission?
Yeah.
That's a regular third Wednesday.
At 6 o'clock?
That's also open house for the public.
So the open house would probably be at...
Oh, yeah, probably, you know, like 5:30 or 5 to 6 for the open house, and they have their meeting. So business people can get off work.
So it looks like I can make it.
The only thing I would ask, that maybe there'd be some kind of a short thing that would kind of bring some of the other planning commissioners up to speed.
I do that.
Okay.
I do that.
All right.
Well, you guys could talk about it tomorrow, or you just met.
Well, we just had it last night.
I do a presentation to the planning commission that brings them totally up to speed, and I tell them exactly what their role is, and what, because they're voting on conformance of the urban renewal plan to the comprehensive plan, and then I have
that's
going to
be on the 18th?
Yeah, okay. And I have statements to say how it conforms to the comprehensive plan.
Okay, the fact sheet is off to Ashley right now.
So I can put it on our calendar, 5 to 6 p.m. open house, and then 6 p.m. the commission meeting.
And we're going to have the open house at the chamber, right?
We had talked about having the open house at the chamber.
That's what my thought was.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Do that.
And they come
will
up here
that meeting be over there also, the planning commission meeting?
You,
it's up to you guys.
You could.
We need a PowerPoint. Right, we need a projector.
We might have that.
Come back here. Well, then I'd say we probably should do the meeting at 6:30, right? Because you need a little transition
time. I think so.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And they
so 5 to 6 down there gives time for people
five
to
six down
motivate,
there,
6:30, come up here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I assume it's okay. I don't know.
Well, we'll tell. We know it's okay. The only other thing you could have done is you could have put it on the...
So what are we going to title this so I get it correct?
Oh, you know what? It can't be the 16th. I don't know how we could be having the 11th and the 16th.
That's
the
18th.
I was going to say something.
Wednesday.
So open house to learn about urban renewal.
Oh, no. It's be open house on the urban renewal district formation. You know, come on down. There's going to be talk about potential projects and what it will do for the community. Da da da. You know.
Okay.
That's June the 18th.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Put something into the Eagle.
The dates are right here. On this.
Okay. Yeah, on your agenda.
I knew I saw it somewhere.
I know. Yeah, I
thought I had two, and I couldn't figure out. Yeah.
So any. Yeah. Concerns, issues. I will be sending you out a copy of the draft plan report. It would be really nice if we can get a consensus from this committee that they would like to see City Council adopt it. So I think after you get the full documents, I'm going to ask Rick to poll you, because I think that's important to be able to go to City Council and say, hopefully a unanimous support from the committee who worked on it to move it forward and have some.
When will you have that ready?
The plan and report? I'm going to be working on it tomorrow. It's not end of next week probably.
Okay. Now I'm leaving on the 13th, so
okay.
I'd like
it
to.
Should be before then.
Okay.
You can check your email.
That gives you guys 10 days.
It will be basically between
City Council and getting the plan.
Yeah.
It's going to be this plan, but updated.
It is. That plan won't change much. There's some acreage figures in there. And the
okay.
Names
are
in
there.
You can bring the gavel, but I want this.
Yeah, where's the
fire
truck?
Okay.
You know what they're talking about?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're going to and I you know what they have to
do. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, last night we decided not to because Vic wasn't there.
No, we didn't.
Oh, yeah, we had no
one. Oh, yeah, he's
going to be. Well, don't worry. Oh, he's going to get some money.
need to tell you this. It's just about me anyway.
She's in the dark, lights are put out, goes on that radio, bends down, she has a max ride on So she goes, wow, that's really, that's really, calls in the bed and goes to